League of Nations began formally on the 10th of Jan 1920, the same day as the Versailles Treaty. It was moribund by 1940. Its aims were collective security, to help cooperation internationally, to supply transitional government, and promote disarmament. Jan Smuts called it a miracle of history, but it never had sufficient authority. It was challenged by Japan and Italy, and trampled on by Hitler and Germany. A conference of ambassadors oversaw transitional arrangements after the war. The General Assembly sat annually and decided on general policy. It revised the occasional peace treaty and organized the League financially. The members numbered 42, each one of whom had a veto. By 1926, when Germany arrived, the Assembly numbered 55. The Council was permanently manned by France, Britain, Italy, and Japan. In 1933, the Japanese left to promote the war against Chiang Kai-shek. There were four other members at a time. By 1926, this increased to nine. The non-perennials were elected to sit by the General Assembly for a three-year stint. The Council sat at least three times yearly and arbitrated politically. The Permanent Court of International Justice arbitrated legal disputes between states. 15 judges from different countries started 1922 and sat in The Hague. The Secretariat was to organise the paperwork to which the League gave rise. There were also associate organisations which had a variety of specialisations: labour, health and refugees, and commissions for mandated territories. The work of the health and labour organisations was later carried on by the United Nations. The Mandates Commission supervised the Tsar until 1935, when a plebiscite voted overwhelmingly to reunite with Germany. Nansen's refugee organization organized the repatriation of 500,000 prisoners of war who were marooned in the USSR, and also, after 1933, helped thousands fleeing Germany. The Disarmament Commission, however, was a total failure. In the 20s, the League had some successes, settling several political messes. In 1920, Sweden and Finland accepted judgment on the Åland Islands. Poland and Germany accepted partition of Upper Silesia in 1921. Other countries which accepted judgments include Colombia and Venezuela in 1922, and in 1925, Chile and Peru. When Greece invaded the Bulgarian nation, the League made Greece withdraw and pay compensation. Atatürk claims that Mosul should be Turkish, but in 1926 the League gave it to Faisal and the British. In the 1930s, it became increasingly clear that the League couldn't keep the peace. There were weaknesses in its constitution, which meant it had insufficient dentition. Bourgeois had said the League should have its own armies to enforce its will against recalcitrant countries, but the British didn't trust the French schematics, and Woodrow Wilson wanted rid of power politics. So it was decided that the League's main weapons would be little more than economic sanctions. In the Corfu incident of 1923, the League was defied by Italy. The Paris ambassadors allowed themselves to be browbeaten by Benito Mussolini. In 1924, Ramsay MacDonald tried to make the League Geneva Protocol. Ironically, the Tories won the next election and refused to support Ramsay's resolution. Japan ignored the League in invading Manchuria, and Italy did it again by taking Abyssinia. These invasions of 1933 and 34 were serious blows to international law. Germany abandoned the Treaty of Versailles and left the League in October 1935. In 1936, Italian sanctions were upgiven, and Italy left in December 37. In April 39, Franco won the war in Spain and removed that country from the League in May. Germany invaded Poland, and Russia was ejected for invading Finland. In retrospect, it's easy to make observations on what was wrong with the League of Nations. Russia didn't join till 1934, and the USA never joined at all. Germany was barred until 1926, so it was too closely linked to the French and the Brits. The Conference of Ambassadors was incompetent and too closely tied to the Versailles settlement. It was always viewed with hostility by Mussolini in Italy. And possibly most importantly, it never had its own military. In the Corfu incident and the Locarno treaties, the great powers acted independently. The verdict was given by Mussolini, who said the League is very well when sparrows shout, but no good at all when eagles fall out.